that is not going to be with us today because he is attending the funeral for Sergeant First Class Pasker in Cedar Rapids. And our prayers and thoughts go out to the family in this time of sorrow. What we're going to talk about this morning is I'm going to give you an update on the Food Bank of Iowa. It was a tremendous success this year, and I'm really happy to have the opportunity to talk about that and give you an update. Just over a week ago, the governor's office partnered with the state of Iowa agencies and the various departments to hold the annual fundraiser for the Food Bank of Iowa. The event started during the farm crisis with Governor Branstad, and we're very happy to continue today with the partnership with the Food Bank of Iowa. The governor and I want to thank all of the state employees and the various agencies and the friends who made the fundraiser just the tremendous success that it was. In addition, we also want to thank the Made Right, Hy-Vee, Department of Corrections, and the Atlantic Bottling for providing the luncheon that was part of the fundraiser. Iowans have always answered to the call, helping those less fortunate than ourselves. And today it's a powerful reminder that those in need live in all of our communities and that they continue to need our help. Because of the work and the dedication of state employees and agencies, we are really proud to announce that the state of Iowa employees have raised, in combined cash on hand and food donations, over $89,000 for the Food Bank of Iowa, and we still have donations coming in. So I think that's a record. It's tremendous effort on all of the employees in state government to really step up and help those in need. The civic obligation we have to help those less fortunate, it's not a new idea to Iowans. And I continue to see that as we travel across the state, whether we're dealing with floods or hunger, Iowans step up and answer the call, and they do it in a big way. And I just continue to be amazed as I travel across the state to see that happen. The concept of generosity and desire to end hunger has been displayed by many Iowans, like Norman Borlaug. Dr. Borlaug, who is credited with saving millions of lives and ending hunger across the globe, once described his work as a temporary success in man's war against hunger and deprivation. We must remember that what we have accomplished in this future is merely temporary success, that there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. Our work today for the Food Bank of Iowa brings us closer to our goal of making sure that no family goes hungry. And once again, I want to just thank the employees and the departments and the agencies for really stepping up and making this a tremendous success. So with that, we'll go ahead and open it up for questions.
Are you going to Texas, or is Governor Branstad going to Texas for Rick Perry's Festival of Faith thing?
No, we are not making any plans to go.
Do you regret that?
Just have a conflict of scheduling, so we don't plan on going.
Chair Governor, public records show that Homeland Security Director General Hill has been away from his job 41 days since January 1st, more than what the typical soldier does in a complete year, a few days more. Does the nature of the state's top emergency manager job make it something where it's not the right fit to be an active duty guardsman?
No, absolutely not. And it's not about the individual. And I think, you know, we've stressed over and over, complimented businesses and agencies for doing what they can to make sure that they meet the needs of our individuals that are serving in the National Guard. And General Hill is no different. He's doing his job. He's in constant contact. I believe he was in the headquarters when he was serving with the National Guard. But we try constantly to thank and compliment all of our businesses that are going out of their way to work with National Guard to make sure that they're meeting their needs. It's a citizen's army, and we need to make sure that we're meeting their needs and allowing them to do what they need to do. You know, just an example of that is with the levee down in Council Bluffs. I was over there on Thursday visiting Council Bluffs and the flood damage, and we have National Guard that are 24/7 monitoring the levee, so they continue to step up and meet the needs of the state and our country. I did. I made it with Joyce Flynn, who is in charge of meeting the needs of local government. So she is the one that is working with all of the various agencies in the counties, making sure that their resources are being provided. While we were on the trip, we actually received two or three different emails from General Hill. So he is in constant contact with the leadership. So we believe that needs are being met.
And he actually praised Gary Brown, and Gary Brown has since complained about the state's response.
You know, it's about, you know, we're doing the best that we can. It's about meeting the needs. We're in unprecedented territory again this year with the flood. Usually when you're dealing with the floods, it rises and it goes down, and that's not the case this time. We're going to be dealing with this for several months, probably way into fall. So there's a lot of issues. We're in new territories, and we're constantly doing everything that we can to meet the needs. And I believe if you talk to him and ask him, you know, I bet the majority of the needs have been met. And we will continue to work with local governments. As I traveled, we went to Monona County. I visited the Highway 175 bridge and then down to Council Bluffs. I actually heard nothing but praise from the individuals that I met with on the collaboration and the coordination that was being done. And once again, like I talked about earlier in the conference, it was a great reinforcement of what I believe Iowans in the state government and local governments can do by working together and collaborating. And it is on all efforts. It's volunteers, it's local government, it's the National Guard, it's emergency management coordinators at the local level, and it's state. It's all of those entities working together to meet the needs, and I believe they're doing a great job of meeting those needs.
Were you in the State Senate in 2009?
Yes. I believe it was a unanimous vote, if I remember right. Pardon?
Why did you vote yes on his nomination?
At that point, I didn't have any outstanding issues, or there was no reason that why I would not have voted against him.
Since
then? Well, right now, I believe that the governor has the right to make sure that he has the confidence in the leadership that he has put in place, that, you know, he ran to change the direction of government, and in doing that, you need to make sure that you have the competence and the leadership to help you obtain the goals that you have set forth. And it's a different day. We're dealing with different circumstances, and the governor has the right to make sure that he has confidence in the leadership he put in place.
Are there other positions that are similar where you drop their pay because they haven't resigned?
You know, not that I'm aware of. But the governor is operating within the limits of the Iowa Code, and there's great checks and balances in place. And again,
checks and balances in a sense that terms go beyond the overlap, so that, you know, isn't that kind of one of the
It is. It is. And then the other part of the code is that the governor has the right. The salary is set by the legislature, so he has the parameters in which to set the salary. And again, I can't say enough, the governor needs to have confidence in the leadership that he has in place to make sure that he can fulfill the goals that he has put in place to turn the direction of the state of Iowa around. And it's what he ran on. It's what people elected him to do. He set some very ambitious goals, and we need to make sure that we have the right leadership in place to meet those objectives. I'm just going to go back to saying what I continue to say, that it's important for us to meet, and the governor and the administration feels that that our objective is not being met by the current leadership, and it's important for us to have the correct leadership in place to meet the objectives that we have.
So does Branstad have higher objectives than state senators do?
You know, it's a different day. It's 2 years later. We have a different agenda. We're continuing, so, you know, things aren't always constant. And really, the fact is that there we have moved in our rankings. We've gone from, I think, 45th least to the 35th. So the cost of doing business has gone up.